It's time for another Senior Spotlight here on You Are There Sports. We're at Piers Healy High School, and I'm joined now by Nick Shaw. And Nick, thanks for joining us here on Senior Spotlight. Tell us your family, who's all involved in that?
My parents are Danny and Cindy. I have an older brother, Corey, another older sister, Lindsay, and a younger sister, Leo.
So four kids in the family here. Well, where do you guys live? Where's the Shaw home at?
We're about a mile east of Buckman.
Mile east of Buckman. Okay. Well, let's inform the people what activities you've been involved in here in your career at Pierce, Nick.
I've been involved with basketball, golf, football, choir, knowledge bowl, and I think that's about it.
Well, that's quite a bit. And is there a favorite? Are you one of those people that when it's this season, that's my favorite sport? You know, when it's golf season, I'm a golfer. I'm not thinking about anything else. When it's football season, I'm doing this. When I'm basketball, this. Or do you have a favorite here that you really look forward to?
I would say when golf season ended, I wanted to get back out on the course.
How long have you been golfing? When did you pick it up?
I picked it up in eighth grade after baseball wasn't really a thing for me, so I decided to go try that, and I really liked it.
Nice home course that Pierce has here. Mm-hmm. It's fun to get out there on those nine holes, isn't it? Mm-hmm. What's the best part of your game here? Are you a long hitter, or you're a short game, or what do you got?
No, I'm really bad with the driver, so I'd say I hit my irons pretty well.
Okay. As a senior here, how's the golf team going to be here? You, like all athletes in the spring here, I'm sure you're anxious to get outside and actually get out there and compete.
Yeah, for sure. Looks like we should be in the runnings for all the conference.
Okay. I know you've been very young here with some very good young golfers here. Mr. Poland here has really built a nice team, hasn't he? It's been – what have you learned from him as a golfer? I know as a band director, but now as athletic coach, a golf coach for you. What have you learned from Mr. Poland on the golf course?
Oh, he's been great. He pretty much built my swing for me.
Okay. Basketball, we wrap that up month or so ago here with that loss up in Esco here. What about the basketball season and the basketball team? That was a good group of guys to not only play with, but just to hang around with. It seemed like you guys all got along together pretty darn well.
It was a really great group. I'm going to miss those guys. You know, I always felt like at like the last game, I just wish I had one more year pretty much. I didn't really feel like that until it's finally over, it seems like.
Well, how would you describe what you perceive to be your role on that basketball team?
I felt like my role was I had to be the gritty guy that needed to show everyone.
Do the things that nobody else was willing to do.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, every team needs those guys. That's for sure here. What kind of studies do you undertake or enjoy here at Pierce, Nick?
I'd say I like choir.
Okay.
Choir, I'm in three choirs, so I spend a lot of time in there.
What's the difference? Is there a difficulty level of in choirs here, or what? Describe, you mentioned three types of choirs here. When I was in high school, it was just choir. Mm-hmm. I mean, you either sang this song, and this song, and it was all jumbled into one. But what's the difference?
Well, a couple of years ago, they added a cappella choir, so that's choir without any instrumentals. That seems really, really fun. And then I joined concert choir, which that used to be the whole mass choir. And then I also do jazz choir in the morning.
Ms. Howland really has done an outstanding job not only providing opportunities for her students here in the choir here, but, you know, exposing you to different, you know, types of music, different places to go to study from, some trips. You know, talk about the experiences that you've been able to have that maybe surprised you a little bit that you found out you really enjoyed about it.
Probably like the choir trip we went on. It was really cool to go down and see all the stuff in Nashville.
The Nashville-Chicago trip? What was the highlight of that for you? Is there, you know, the difference between Chicago and Nashville? What did you see that you thought really sparked, you know, or highlighted what a choir trip meant to you?
Down in Nashville, we saw a lot of country-style music, and we got to go to the recording studio that a lot of name people you see.
Are you a country music guy, or what's on your MP3 list or whatever kids listen to now? What's on your headphones?
I guess I'm kind of an older rock kind of guy, and also what people listen to nowadays.
What did you do in Chicago? I know Chicago's famous for jazz and music, musicals. What was the highlight of the Chicago portion of the trip?
Well, in Chicago, we kind of wrapped everything up, and we kind of sang in the Smithsonian.
Oh, okay.
So it was kind of cool to sing and have everyone listen.
Locally, you've got some an event coming up yet this spring here, your final concert performance here at Piers. You looking forward to that, I'm sure?
Yeah, it's going to be a great time.
Studies, what kind of, when you open up a book here at Piers, what studies interest you?
Math seems to be pretty easy. I take pre-calc, and it's fun.
All right. Has that always been a strong point, even growing up? Your numbers didn't seem to challenge you too much. You were able to handle that?
It was pretty easy the whole time. It seems like it just comes naturally to me.
Is that something that you're looking at exploring further? What's your college plans, or what are you going to do after graduation, Nick?
Yeah, I'd like to look into something like that. I'm planning on going to St. Cloud. I just don't know what for yet.
Okay. As far as hobbies, what do you do for fun? When, you know, when you've got that little segment of free time, what's Nick Shaw going to find himself likely doing?
I'm usually out on the golf course. I do like to go fishing with my family.
All right. Any hurdles that you feel that you're really proud that you overcame? You know, everybody has bumps in the road every once in a while, but anything stick out for you that, you know, hey, I persevered, you know, I made it through that, and I'm a better man for it?
I will probably go with my junior year of basketball.
Okay.
I kind of took a different role of what I wanted to be, and I think that helped me my senior year to show what I was going to be.
When you see, you know, the freshmen, you know, if you're at a pep fest and you're in there and, you know, you maybe get the 7th and 8th graders and the freshmen, do you look at that group and say, boy, I can't believe it wasn't that long ago I was in those seats here. What do you remember coming into high school and now as you prepare to exit high school, the difference in the journey that it's been? What will you take from the journey?
To go back on what you said with the freshmen, I remember always being a freshman and looking up to the seniors and hoping I could be, you know, that senior or whatever. And I think that I have done that, and, you know, that's good and all. And I just hope that people will remember certain things I've done.
As you look at the building now here in the construction process here, are you going to miss the opportunity maybe to – be a part of this new building here as you kind of leave before it all gets finished here? But are you happy with, you know, with what you've done here in your career, I guess is what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, again, I would just say that, like, to all the younger people, that you could always do more. I feel like I've done quite a bit, but I could have done more.
Yeah, I mean, to me, in all these interviews I've done, the thing that has struck me is that has been a good piece of advice that almost to a person a student has said is, get involved. Try stuff. Maybe things out of your comfort zone. What's something out of your comfort zone maybe that you've done that you actually found out you enjoyed quite a bit that you were glad you did?
It would probably be choir.
Okay.
Coming in 7th grade, it was kind of a thing you had to do. But it kind of changed me, and now I'm in, you know, 3 choirs, and it takes a lot of time.
All right. Well, anything you want to accomplish before you graduate here? Not many weeks left here. You're kind of, do you keep a calendar and cross off days here, or you kind of dreading the end? Are you looking forward to it, or is it a mix?
I'm trying to hold on to everything, I guess, just kind of remember this. One thing I probably want to do is go out and get that golf conference, get the championship.
Pretty good group of friends, classmates. That's important. You're going to remember a lot of these people for the rest of your lives. You've had a good graduating, or will have a good graduating class. Some great friendships I'm sure you've earned and developed over the years, right?
All right.
Well, thanks for joining us, Nick. It's been a pleasure to visit with you. All right. That's Nick Shaw, our latest senior spotlight here on You Are There Sports.